We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Concerts are starting back up again. They're coming around, but got to be the most anticipated concert that the upstate has missed last year. And then also, it's an upstate holiday tradition. It's the return of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and, of course, the 25th anniversary of Christmas Eve and other stories. And probably one of the hardest working guitarists in the business. If he's not out with Whitesnake hanging out with David Coverdale, he's hanging out with Cher, or he's jetting off to the Iowa State Fair to get back to the old roots with a Broadway cast. It's got to be Joel Hoekstra. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on, bro. Great to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you again. And you've always done your social media things of you're flying here and flying here, flying there. The past couple of years, you haven't had much of that.
Yeah, well, you know, I would honestly say during COVID, busier than
really
than the times when I'm out touring. I've worked extremely hard. It's just been a total change in terms of the landscape, man. You know, I did my solo album and did the guitars for another album, tons of sessions for people, cameos, those personalized greetings that people are doing, lots of collab videos that are up on YouTube and stuff like that. I got to play with some musicians on those that I've never worked with before, like Arnell Pineda from Journey, Billy Sheehan, Mike Portnoy, Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden. And, you know, then I've also been teaching. I've been doing master classes and one-on-one lessons even. So it's been extraordinarily busy, but certainly happy. It's an understatement. Happy's an understatement to get back out there on the stage and get in front of a live audience with TSO again, man.
Well, it all kicks off November 17th in two places. Of course, there's two bands, the East and the West Coast Band. We're lucky enough to have probably the best players in the East Coast Band. Kicks off in Green Bay, Wisconsin, of course, in Council Bluffs, and it winds through the upstate here December 10th at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena for two shows. And I tell you, man, getting back out on the road, yeah, and your videos, by the way, that you did with Portnoy and everybody else, they were badass.
Oh, thanks so much, bro.
Yeah, they were badass. But getting back together with the family of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, with Chris Caffrey, and then you've got Derek Whelan, and, of course, the great, unbelievable voice of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Brian Hicks, rather, as the narrator. Putting the story back together again, I know it's a holiday tradition for you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, in some ways, not to minimize the fans missing us playing the one show, possibly even more so, because it's typically about 2 months of our time every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like, look, not only did I miss the whole thing about getting on stage and performing for everybody, but I missed seeing all my friends in the band, and I missed, like, connecting with all the fans, many of whom are my friends, and the tour itself is just such a tradition for all of us. It's like 2 months of, like, you know, being at home in a really strange way, and so it was heartbreaking not to be out with it last year. Absolutely. So you know, just gonna try and make the most of it this year and be you know, just on our game all that much more. I'm sure we're gonna be a little emotional when we get started. It's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, because, well, last year the big pay-per-view, which turned out to be an unbelievable success and how well it did. But this year's tour, getting back to the big production that we missed last year on the pay-per-view. But of course, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has always been known for the stage production. It's like Pink Floyd on acid. I mean, it just blows up everything. And this year, new songs. And also, it's a tradition for a lot of people nationwide, especially here in the upstate. But when the new stage comes out and you guys get into practice and you get into rehearsals, you're like a kid in a candy store every time you see it, aren't you?
Absolutely, man. I mean, what more can you ask for as a guitarist than you're like, hey, you want to get on this stage that's the width of an arena, and you're going to have a laser light show and fog, and you're going to have a video screen going behind you and pyro going off. And I mean, look, I could sit out there in a rocking chair and just... and still look cool. I mean, it's amazing to be a part of it, dude. It really is on so many levels. I mean, it's a dream gig.
It is a dream gig, and people are dreaming to get it back here in the Upstate. Two shows, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, December 10th. They go on sale this Friday at all of the outlets, and getting back together with a friend and friends going on the road. 99 shows in 99 days. You know, for most bands, that's a full tour, but you guys, like you said, you bang it out in only a couple of months.
Yeah, I call it the Marines of Rock, man. I mean, we're definitely, like, out there working really hard compared to most of the other tours that I do, where we play three or four shows a week or something like that. So 8 a week, and, you know, obviously you got the meet and greets and the signing lines and all that stuff that add to it. So it's a tremendous amount of work, but I 100%, dude, not blowing smoke, labor of love, because, like, we all kind of, like, fall in love with that work schedule, and it's funny. I go out with the other bands and I go, like, you know, man, I feel like we could do another one yet, you know. I want to go back out and do another, you know. They look at me like I'm nuts, and I go, well, I'm just used to it with TSO. I'm used to being able to play a couple shows a day, man.
Well, I know it's not until next year, but your other side hustle, which is a hustle of love for you, and I know David Coverdale, but I'm seeing a final tour. Is that what the gig is all about next year?
Yeah, I mean, DC's, you know, starting out on the farewell tour, and, you know, that's fine, man. I mean, I'm there to support David with whatever he wants to do. He's a legend, and something kind of cool about being the guitarist that gets to see him off, you know, and I think he'll continue to do some things. I think it just isn't going to be the touring, you know. So there's definitely a distinct possibility we'll continue to work together beyond the farewell tour. But, you know, he's such a great boss and a great friend and a great guy. I can't say enough about, you know, the time I've had with him. So, you know, I look forward to doing this farewell tour. And same deal. I think it's probably going to be pretty emotional. You know, for David and for all of us, just to have the opportunity to you know, take this this legendary rock royalty cat around the world one more time, man.
Well, you know, and that's the deal with him. He's the quintessential British gentleman, and also probably one of the nicest son of a bitches you'll ever chat with.
He really is a great guy, man. I mean, you go hang with him at the studio, and he's just, you know, he loves to be one of the guys, and he's very much about the laughs. And so you'll be sitting there, like, cracking up with him and just having a good time. And then, you know, next thing you know, he's telling you a story about working with Jimmy Page or Ritchie Blackmore, and you're kind of like, oh, wait, I should just shut up right now and be, like, learning from this guy, you know?
Well, that's one thing about David. He's always surrounded himself with top-notch musicians, and when you join the cast of characters that he's had, you know, you fit right in, because your playing style is just, I think, quintessential Whitesnake, and especially to work with some of the great people that you have in the past, and working with these guys in Whitesnake is a kick in the pants. But then again, when you get with TSO, you got some unbelievable cast of characters in that band as well. And like when you and Caffrey get off on the stage and start playing against each other and having a little bit of fun, and Roddy Chong getting up there, and Russell Allen, him and his Dan vocals, when you guys get up there and have a little bit of fun. We are so looking forward to seeing everybody back on stage again this year at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Thanks, Will. Right back at you. I mean, are you kidding? We can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a magical experience. Come on out, everybody. Come on, let's have some fun.
Tickets on sale this Friday for the show, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Two shows, December 10th, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Get your tickets starting on Friday. Joel, we'll see you on the 10th out here in Greenville.
Awesome. Cannot wait, my friend. Thanks so much for taking the time out. Thanks for the support, and let's rock out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.